this question. So that really needs to be discussed together. What would be the follow-up? So that's why I mentioned 2023, 2025, how to move with for the next 2 years. I'm very sure that the items still deserve a lot of attention, but we have to have, let's say, a way of working which is let's say effective and which is let's say not duplicating items if they are already addressed at other places. So there we can benefit, for example, from these European Commission initiatives on pilots. But sometimes we can also complement these actions. Yeah, we are still in discussion phase on this. One scenario could be that we have that we come to an even more targeted agenda on what are the maybe not we identified about 26 items in 2021, and maybe we would like to get back to a much smaller number of items where we would like to focus on for the next 2 years. What is also very important is to have, let's say, a good representation and support from fellow member states to lead any of the work. So those are a bit conditions around. What I would certainly not like to lose is the close interaction with sector colleagues, because I think that is. That helps in terms of communication between all actors, but it also it drives still important actions, also voluntary ones. Some might be not enough or so. For example, we had the CER roadmap on ticketing. But those are very important actions which are now launched, where we should see effects and where the platform can support this, we should do, and where the platform should signal any additional needs on that, we should also signal that, because I think the platform should not only focus on, let's say, legal actions to be promoted to the European Commission to put on the agenda, but also work in a voluntary way between let's say ministries, countries, member states, and sector colleagues. Yeah.
Are there any other questions? Comments on
UK, please.